I suppose in some cases people are going to have heard of such things as anti. Mm-mm. You don't think so. That would be the next thing you'd say. You don't think so. You were asking me to respond to that. You'd say, you don't think so. You don't think so? Do you?
I don't think so, do you? I don't understand. I think you... Are you trying to get me to finish your sentence?
Yeah, that's what I want you to say. You don't think so. And then you would say, do you? Or would you say, you don't think so, auntie? You know, it's a sort of an asking for yes or for an agreement.
It's used in the Uncle Remus story.
Auntie? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Is it a Negro expression?
Yeah, appears to be.
I see.
And, doesn't sound exactly the way they say there that it is.
E-N-T-Y is the way it's spelled.
I know, but it doesn't look as if it's a question.
I see.
I don't read it.
Well, I think perhaps it's the sort of thing that might be pronounced a little differently and perhaps used a little differently also. Mm. What would you say for if you're not certain of something? You'd say, I'm
just not quite sure.
Not quite sure. If you have been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say,
I've just been undecided about it.
I've been thinking.
Been thinking about it.
Or I have been thinking around it. Would you ever say
mm-hmm.
that? If you wanted to say, what is that makes somebody do something? You'd say, what?
What caused them to do that?
All right, or what?
What prompted that?
What prompted that, all right. People think what? If they think that he was guilty of something,
Think he did it.
Think he did it. You might say you live in a frame what?
Frame house.
Are there other kinds around here?
Brick house.
All right. The big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed is called a what?
Barn.
Can you think of anything else?
No. We always call it the barn.
Just a barn. The building you store corn in.
Crib.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Corn house?
Nope.
Corn barn?
Nope.
What do you call a building or a part of building where you store grain?
It's a silo.
Silo, would you describe it?
Well, I don't know if they keep grain in a silo or not. I imagine they do. We kept grain upstairs in the barn, in the attic.
Well, I think a lot of people do. Anything, did you always call it just a barn when you stored grain in it? Did you ever call it any other term?
I'll find one that did.
Well, here it says a granary. Did you ever call it a granary?
I do have one.
Mm-hmm. All right. The one you had then was mostly over your loft in the barn.
They spread the grain out, you know, later.
Mm-hmm. This is very interesting to me. I hope you're not finding it too long and drawn out. We'll stop in just a little while. The upper part of the barn is called what?
The loft.
Are there other places where you might store hay in the barn other than the loft?
Mm-mm.
All right, you wouldn't call it an overhead or a scaffold. If too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside?
It's just stacked outside.
What is the shape of the pile?
Shape of the pile.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the shape of the pile?
Oh, it's high.
Okay, what would you call that pile of hay outside?
It's just a pile of hay.
Would you have
bales of hay.
Oh, it's a hay what?
Hay pile.
Hay pile?
Mm-mm.
Would you call it a hay?
It's just a haystack.
Haystack, all right.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be in a stack, it'd be in bales.
In bales, would it? All right. Would you ever call it a hay rick?
No.
Or a mow?
What do you call it?
All right,